Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Show on the Buzz daily with special bonus content on the Buzz social media platforms. Coverage of the Hogs in the Bahamas presented by Beth Saracen, UAMS Health, GenWealth Financial Advisors, and the University of Arkansas System.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem this Wednesday. This is Christian Weaver speaking. I'm joined by Trey Reed, Pigskin Preacher. Trey, are you able to hang the whole show? Or are you?
Yeah, man. If you need awesome. Me, I'm here, man.
So the next 2 days, it'll be us three. And Craig O'Neill should be joining us here shortly. And we have Kayla Bagby running the show. He's running the show today and tomorrow. Wednesday, I think I may be out at Fletcher with RJ Hawk. Todd will be running the board then. But that's the rest of the week on the show. Welcome in. And
so let me ask you a question about this song. Obviously, Christian is a music man in addition to a basketball man, a soccer man, a moving man, and a history man.
He's a renaissance man.
He's a renaissance man. Thank you, Trey.
This is why we like him.
So he's playing Clapton, which was from Derek and the Dominoes. Layla and other assorted love songs. So he writes this song about stealing his best friend's wife. Question, if any of your best friends stole your wife, but then wrote a really cool song about it, would you still be best friends with that best friend?
Well,
I'm thinking Trey's laughter answers the question.
I don't think I'd be friends with him anymore, but I'd have to acknowledge that it's a good song.
It is a pretty good song, but you shouldn't steal your best friend's wife. I mean, that's like in the dude code. That's like one of the top
three. That's definitely
100%. I will say, to put it in some context, we're talking a time when perhaps love, sex, and marriage
free love were was a little in the air.
I'm not saying it's
these
right
guys
in
weren't
any way.
Running for church deacon or anything. So exactly. I get that.
But I do wonder how long they were together.
Several years. Okay. And Harrison was kind of neglecting her as, you know, he was a Beatle. You know how those kind of things go.
He probably had some stuff on the side as well.
He probably was not living the life of a monk without Patty. But, you know, and I mean, your best friend.
Yeah.
You can't steal your best friend's girl. Even the Cars wrote a song about that.
It's my best friend's girl.
It's my best friend's girl.
She used to be mine. Yeah.
I wish I had Jesse's girl. Or I wish I had Craig O'Neill's girl. Or whatever girl is out there, you know.
Man, that's my inventory.
That's it.
That was part of my inventory.
Well, it should be. We're talking about Eric Clapton stealing George Harrison's wife, Craig. We have agreed that that probably is a bit beyond
that's
the pale.
That's the friendship ender.
Here's the question. If he stole the guitar, would that be even more of a controversy, or is the wife, I guess...
I think George probably had guitars he was more closely intertwined with than his wife. That's right. So, good point.
Well, I guess they got close proximity at concerts or something, or a little bit too close. Yeah. Or
those crazy musicians, Craig.
I know. Well, it's not like those crazy radio people.
Yeah, they're not like these
put a mic in front of them.
People. That's right. So is it nice and balmy out this morning?
Oh,
nice
it's
and cool?
Just absolutely beautiful, and
the
we
chill
have
in the air.
Oh, the chill is there. It's only 84 with humidity.
84 at 7 a.m.
When it's in the mid 80s, when it's dark outside, you're in deep trouble.
Exactly.
Deep
but,
trouble.
But now, wait a minute. Our 35 second weather forecast said. Got a chance of rain tonight that's going to lower the temperatures. So.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Uh-huh.
I'll take it. You know, talking about 84 degrees out there, you know what the surface water temperature is on most of our area lakes?
70.
88, 89 degrees.
Really?
It's
the lakes.
Hot.
Now, at Spring River.
No, Spring River is a little cooler than that.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. It's wonderful. It's refreshing. That's why it became a vacation hotspot for people in Memphis. Not hotspot, cool spot. because the water temperature, you just cool off instantly.
Where's the Spring River?
Mammoth Spring is where it begins, right on the Missouri border, north of Hardy.
And no one's ever reached the bottom of that spring. That's the legend. The bottom has never been reached of that spring.
Is that not spooky? You know, it's a good thing Basil's not here, because Basil would try to shame somebody on the show into trying to do that. And probably it would be Christian or Justin Moore.
And you'd get free tickets.
Yes.
To something.
To something.
It is bizarre when you, or kind of strange when you think about springs and all kinds of stuff. It's like, they're just shooting out water, and they're doing it constantly, and it never ends. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
There's just so much water down
there. Hot Springs, Arkansas. They're shooting out about,
like,
hot water.
Waterfalls. It's like, pouring all these tons of water out constantly. And it never ends.
Where I like to go play in the Yucatan Peninsula, that is the only water they have is subsurface water. There are no surface rivers. And there's one right on the Belize border. But there's very little surface water in the Yucatan. And that's why the cenote
is. That what Yucatan means?
Have you ever been
down
in a cenote?
Yeah, yeah. I've never scuba dived. I've been swimming and, you know, in them before.
And the water temperature there in the Yucatan is...
It's lovely. It's not super cold, obviously, but, yeah, I mean, that's probably upper 70s is what I would guess. Low 80s, maybe, water temperature.
Welcome in Justin Moore as well. If Roger and Baz were on the show, if we said cenote, do you think they'd make me mark the tape?
Yes, they would. They would be like, what did he say? Do you
cenote,
hear that?
What's that?
What's that?
Whoa! Cenote!
That's exactly right, Justin. Whoa!
Oh, good morning, guys.
JM,
morning.
How you doing, my man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Man, we're just trying to beat this heat, brother.
So, Justin,
yeah, I hear you.
We got myself hosting, Trey Reed's on, as you just heard, Pigskin Preacher as well. Craig O'Neill is with us. We'll play his open here in a little bit.
Yeah,
and our producer is Caleb Bagby. He is a new part-timer.
Hi, Caleb. Good to see you.
You can say hi on the mic if you want.
Oh, hello again.
There we go.
Second up, word brother? He said on the radio.
The first word, yes, sir. Hello again.
So. Caleb, you got a bright future in this industry, young man. Just keep saying yes, sir, and nodding your head, and you'll fit in great around
here. And laughing. That's it. You got to laugh.
That's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. My philosophy when it comes to radio is I'm not the biggest social butterfly either. I'm kind of keep to myself a little bit. Hmm. If you see me in Walmart, I'm probably not talking to anybody.
Oh,
but,
man.
Neither
am I.
But you're only talking to the people that are in front of you. I mean, there's people out there listening. I don't know how many people are out there listening, but, you know, I'm talking to you guys. I'm not talking to the people that are listening to the radio necessarily. So that makes it a lot easier when you think of it that way, as it terms to people are just picking apart everything.
I agree. On the wild side last night, we just had so much fun. It's kind of like this show. We didn't really talk. We had a couple of
That's
things
the thing.
We went
you're
over,
just talking
but it was
with
just
your friends.
Like you're having a conversation around your living room.
Yes, and, that's the way I like to look at it.
Yeah, those are the best shows. They're just a lot of fun.
Hey, Justin, when you go into Walmart, do you visit with
do
people?
Do you go into Walmart?
Or do you
Justin?
Go into Walmart?
He probably sends Kate into Walmart.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely. I go into Walmart. I spend more time there than I care to discuss. To
yeah,
be
which
honest
Walmart
with you,
do you go to, and what times do you usually visit, Justin? So
that's classified information, Christian. You can't tell it.
Would you like to put your whereabouts on Life360
right.
on the
you
Buzz website? You know,
absolutely. Why not?
What's your home address?
Yeah, Baz would. These are all things that Baz would legitimately ask me or anybody else to do.
Uh-huh.
So I heard this the other day when I was listening to you guys. Baz is inviting himself and his bunch over to your house again for you to cook steaks again. And I'm like, Justin has got to tell these guys.
It's got
to
be
quit crashing the party, okay?
Right.
We don't want you over here.
It's got to be a
I live on a Moore mountain to keep riffraff like yourself out of there. So quit inviting yourself over here, Baz, if you're listening. Leave that boy alone, okay? I just thought it needed to be said, Justin.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
you're
that,
welcome.
Pigskin.
Justin, have you ever invited the guys to your house, or has it always been the
other? No. Why would he want those guys over
to his
house?
Have to think about that.
Not one time, no. Now that you mention it, I've not even thought about it in terms of that, but now that you mention it.
It's because they're trying to make good radio, Justin, right? No. I
mean, yeah. I'm like Baz, but you ever think about just being my friend, or is it always about a bit?
I call Baz and Raj, I call those guys America's guest. They're just waiting to be invited somewhere. They don't care
have
where.
Have they ever invited themselves over just to maybe bring you a gift or just to, you know, hang out without
you know,
a radio show?
I don't believe so, Trey. These are all great points. I should be taking notes.
Hey, it's called kicking people when they're down.
Exactly. Hey, Justin, they're on vacation. They're not here. Do you, can tell us, do you really, at the very basis of this, do you feel sorry for them?
Well, of course.
Not today, but typically, yes.
Craig, they're 60-year-old mooches, okay? Of course. They're basically, Baz is Arkansas's version of
Kramer. 60-year-old mooches.
Baz is Arkansas's version of Kramer. He's always coming over, looking at your house, looking for food, okay? You know, that's it.
There's our next movie, the 60-year-old mooch.
The 60-year-old mooch.
Somebody write that down.
Call Judd Apatow.
Craig is writing books. Maybe that's his next book.
Hey.
That'd be a great book.
What? Ooh, wow. What a lead-in. Are y'all ready? Can I go ahead and review
it? Go ahead. Go for it.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, debuted on The Buzz this morning, Craig O'Neill's children's book.
Get out.
Lucky there.
Toolishness.
Sponsored by Baldwin and Shell. They published it, but it's a story about teamwork and how you accomplish so much more when you're a team.
Nice.
Great.
And it's coming out in the form of a coloring book, soon to be a hardcover book. Ladies and gentlemen, debuted right here.
This is probably
Toolishness.
Nah.
I thought it said foolishness. My experience with Morning Mayhem. I thought that's what it said. But it's toolishness.
Toolishness.
So how many pages are we looking at?
Oh, it's about 14 pages. I'm just going to read the opening paragraph, okay? Once upon a town, you like that? Once upon a town, much like yours, everyone was excited, especially the children. They were getting a new school. On the day the construction was to begin, all the tools were gathered on the vacant lot. The hard hat said to them all, "Seeing as how the workers put me on their head first before any work begins, that makes me the most important piece of equipment here. So, good luck to you all."
And I think I work with hard hat.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
And from that point on, the tools get into an argument over who is the most important. And you know where it ends up.
Well, you know, watching this morning show for like 20 years, I've seen the tools get in many arguments about a lot of things down here. So that's true to life. Art imitates life, Craig. Good job.
I
can see why everybody wants Craig O'Neill to read to them.
Oh, what a voice, man. You kidding?
Yeah. No, that would have been nice when I was a kid.
So where can we get tools?
Okay, well, here's the thing. This is going to be read to schools. And then once we're done, we distribute the coloring books.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say a line something like, well, that's the story, but it's not quite as colorful as you could make it.
There we go.
So let's give you the story, and you make it colorful. And we pass out the coloring books.
This would probably be the first book that Roger and Baz have read all year.
It will be.
And maybe in the last 5 years.
You could have left it at ever.
And at 14 pages, I'm confident they can get through maybe half of it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they
And no big words.
And it hadn't been colored in yet. So
no,
it'll be
they
good
can color.
For
and that'd
yeah,
be
they
great.
They can color. So, yeah, that's good.
See?
That's awesome.
I'm delighted you all let me debut. This is fabulous.
That's awesome,
that's great.
Craig.
So when is your first reading expo?
Well, we're still putting the list together, and next week I will give you everybody listening, I'll give you a telephone number as to how you can book a school read.
Awesome.
And we go in with this book, and it is going to be
so
much
fun. You know
what
you're going to do? You're going to change the negative connotations of calling somebody a tool.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's a tool.
A tool
you
can be
said
a good
it,
thing.
Trey, not me, but we were all thinking it. Hey, where can we buy that to where we could give that to some little children?
Ah, well,
I'd like to buy some of those.
Well, it's not on sale. It's sponsored by Baldwin and Shell, and they will have rights to the books and will distribute them.
Well, I used to know Mr. Shell. We were on the FCA board one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's done a lot of good for this city. Yeah. And his wife put a great cafeteria in Baptist Hospital. They used to be serving like C rations to folks out there and like the food that they'd give people in prison camps. And now Baptist Cafeteria, you can get a good meal down there thanks to Jenny Shell.
So and they're building that new school out in West Little Rock. So.
Well, good for them. Yeah, oh, I'm glad to hear that.
They build them. I read to them.
Good for you.
How about that?
Yeah, I may need to get one of those for my son. He'd love to color in it.
Justin, it's going to be the number one book. We'll have another number one up here.
I love it.
How's your other book coming?
It's gathering dust.
But what was the title again?
The Smarty Stick. But okay. We're probably going to make it an audio book.
Will you be the reader?
I'll be the reader.
You need to write your autobiography.
I got it. It's written.
That's what people want.
And that's
going to
be an audio book.
I want to see it. I want to hear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Man, that's too often. Man, three books. It's a three-book show, ladies and gentlemen.
Which has never been said on Morning Mayhem.
That's how many books they've written in their life. We had some questions yesterday. We were talking about water theme parks, and Wild River Country was one that I went to a ton growing up.
My kids practically spent their summers there.
I did
they
too.
Were there all
I would
the
go
time.
Up there all the time. Yeah. I loved Wild River Country. But somebody had asked about... You used to do spots or shows from there.
I did a TV show from Wild River Country.
What was that?
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, for 4 years.
Okay.
Back in the 80s.
So what was the content of the show?
The show was called Catching the Wave.
Okay.
It was sponsored by Coca-Cola initially.
Wow.
And it would air on, we would shoot it on Tuesday afternoons in the heat, y'all. And then we would show it back on Saturdays in the morning on Channel 4. And we did that for 4 years.
Nice.
And it was Catching the Wave, although another title could have been Craig O'Neill, 30-something dancing with 12-year-olds.
Yeah, that's less catchy and potentially a little creepy.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So kind of creepy.
So is that what the show was about, or did you like have interviews?
Oh, we had interviews. We interviewed, who was it that sang, you know, Preacher, you were so good at bringing these. Who sang I Wear My Sunglasses at Night?
Corey Hart.
He was one of my guests.
Wow.
Yeah.
From Canada, a Canadian.
Yeah, he came down. Boy, he loved the heat.
He did wear his sunglasses at
night. Why was Corey Hart on Catching the Wave?
Because his career was going downhill, and he was looking for us to resurrect it.
So,
he was a one-hit wonder.
That was the peak, and everything after was downhill.
He's addicted to wave pools.
That is bizarre that Corey Hart was on Catching the Wave.
Out.
But if you're just now tuning in, Justin Moore is joining the show. We got Trey Reed, Pigskin Preacher. Craig O'Neill is joining us. We'll play his open in just a moment. And we got Caleb with us as well, Caleb Bagby, our new part-timer. I think he's done some Trav's games, maybe learned on the fly with Out of Bounds and a few others, but this is his first time on Morning Mayhem. They usually send the new producers to learn from me because we actually have a lot of new producers.
Mm-hmm.
Moose now on the zone where I used to be.
Trip Keeter. Trip comes around from time to time.
So
does Todd still do the show with you guys any, or do you guys have somebody else?
No, we typically have Damon. Tripp's been with us the last few weeks.
Okay.
But
Damon has to run Trav's or something.
I think Todd does Sarge's show on Sunday. Okay. I think he's his regular.
I know he's during, with Vickery on Sundays.
Yeah, during football season, I believe Todd does Monday nights.
Well, see, when you were late getting here a minute ago, Christian, Trey was going to slide over there behind the console, and I'm like, ooh, I forget. Trey knows how to work all this stuff.
He's an expert.
Trey has to do
not all this stuff. A few of the sliders.
If you guys all disappeared during the rapture or something, and I were left behind, which would be entirely possible.
Hey, I could do it. I would
be trying to fix that board, and I'm like, I couldn't fix one thing on that.
Well, the board is sort of self-explanatory.
You know,
Mike 1, Mike 2, Mike 3, Mike 4. Now, after that, you may get a little bit confused on what these things mean.
And The new system,
I think you'd be lost.
Huh. Really? Yeah. I would have been lost with the old system.
I had to call Trip in to pull up the button bar last night. If it's not already there, where do I click to
the
open
button
this?
Bar?
Yes.
In all my radio days, I don't think I ever heard that in the control room.
What did you
room.
Call hey. Your bar that you play sound off of?
A disaster area.
Disaster area?
Yeah. Disaster area.
That's apt.
So
that's
when good. You got started in radio, yeah, how different?
Oh my
how,
gosh!
How different, oh, Mr. Marconi, preacher. Were all of the technical?
Oh my gosh! We had reel to reels. We had reel to reels. We had
carts,
cart machines, and. Mm. We didn't have any of your silly computers. We had reel-to-reels and cart machines, and we liked it. So there.
Hey, you had vinyl records.
Yes, exactly.
Turntables.
And the cleaning woman would come in and flap the rag on the board and invariably hit the record.
You remember what Beck said, Christian? Two turntables and a microphone.
That's all you need.
There it's at.
Oh my gosh, you just took me back.
Yes. We'll
Bobby
go ahead.
Bobby Caldwell.
It is Bobby Caldwell.
What You Won't Do.
Things That Wouldn't Be Played if Baz and Rock were here.
That's right.
But you're in Morning Mayhem today. A couple people have asked, where are the two dummies today? That is exactly what they said. By the way.
You're just reading.
I'm just reading it. I'm Randy Rainwater. I'm reading what they send me.
But, yeah.
They said, where are the two dummies today, in quotations? They are in Florida, I believe. I think they're down in the Keys.
The Keys,
somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't
what
know
is it? Is it
I
a vacation?
Not, I don't, yeah,
or,
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what they're doing.
Can
but
you
they're
imagine
down
how popular an 18-year-old bodybuilding David Basil would have been down in Key West, Florida? And I'll just leave it at that.
No, I can't imagine.
Oh, the undertones there, Pigskin. Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Man.
He'd have been very popular down there, Trey.
Yes, he would have been.
Yes, he would have
That's
been.
That's a great point. Great yes, point. What you want to do for love. You tried everything, but you don't.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A chance of rain today. A 40% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms as a cool front moves through. And just in time, no triple digit temperatures today, but it still will be a hot day. High of 95 with a heat advisory. 40% chance of rain continues tonight with some showers and thunderstorms and an overnight low of 74. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Wednesday on The Zone, Justin and I will be at UCA Media Days at Estes Stadium talking all things Bears football. Plus, What the Hell Wednesday, we'll have Michael Felder coming on to talk about Big Ten Media Days, recapping SEC and ACC Media Days, since it is now 1 week from the start of football camp at Arkansas. Birthday trivia from Brewski's, Entertainment Report sponsored by Bell and Sport, and anything else we can dream of on The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey folks, David Basil here, and if you're looking for the ultimate Arkansas getaway, make plans for Oaklawn in Hot Springs, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. Enjoy the area's only 24/7 smoke-free casino featuring more than 1,500 slot machines, plus live table games including blackjack, roulette, craps, baccarat, and more. And Oaklawn was just voted best casino in the 2026 Arkansas Times Readers Poll. Looking for live entertainment? The Oaklawn Event Center has a great lineup coming up, including Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, Amy Grant, Cooper Allen, and Celtic Woman Silver Bells Christmas Tour. Make it a full experience with outstanding dining at the Bugler, the Oak Room and Bar, Silks Bar and Grill, and Mainline Sports Bar. Relax at the beautiful resort pool or treat yourself at Astral Spa, Arkansas's only Forbes 4-star rated spa. Come join the fun at Oaklawn and Hot Springs. Book your getaway and get tickets today at Oaklawn.com. It's Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school. school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz. He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
The Shonda Ree.
The Shonda Ree. Get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill. Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
For those of you who just joined us, where were you earlier? You missed the best part of the show. But if you've just joined us, I debuted Craig O'Neill children's book, Toolishness, published by Baldwin and Shell, a construction company that has now a publishing firm associated with it. But anyway, just wanted you to know, be watching for it at a school near you. Thank you. That's my last plug. I mean it. And thanks to Genesis of Conway, which is making the school tour possible. That's anything? The last plug, I swear.
Okay.
And is there also anything else? No.
I was about to say, is there anything else you need to plug?
I'm sorry.
You got
I'm
any
sorry.
Events going on?
I'm sorry. It's the radio in me. It's the DJ in me. I just want to publicize, give everybody a shout out. So there you go. I'm sure preachers are the same way. And
what's the sermon on this week?
Yeah.
What is the sermon on this week?
What is the schedule of the preacher?
When do you get your give me a together. Second. No, the hay's already in the barn. I've already worked it up.
How many sermons are you are in advance?
I try to be 6 months in advance.
Wow.
So really?
Now,
if some lunatic flies a plane into a building, I'm obviously going to change the topic. But
current
events can trump something already prepared. Okay. But yeah, I like to work in advance. I'm just that way.
Is there some editing on the fly, like
sometimes
when Michigan won the national championship? That had to be mentioned, of course, in the sermon.
It wasn't so much mentioned, but when I got up there and I was wearing blue and gold, I was trying to play it cool, but I wasn't very cool.
Pigskin, if you hew to this plan with your writing for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, the Martins are going to be very happy.
Well, I hope so. I asked Philip, I said, so when does Karen need the column? Said, well, she'd ideally like them by Tuesday. I'm like, well, that won't be a problem at all. 1 week ahead? Yeah, I think I can do that.
Yeah.
I could probably work.
So is this those of us that really worked as journalists for a long time never stuck to those deadlines.
Yeah.
Wow. So is this like an op-ed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to... You send me your op-ed.
Yeah, so last week's was I was talking about the halftime show at the World Cup final.
Which
I figured most Arkies have not seen because they weren't watching the World Cup final.
Right.
And I asked several of our black members at Pinnacle, I said, any of you watch the World Cup final? No. I said, well, the article today in the paper is about the halftime show. And I have a sixth sense about making fun of people that need to be made fun of. I figured my job as a preacher years ago, boys, was this. I am to comfort the afflicted and I am to afflict the comfortable.
Huh.
There we go. That's
love
good.
It.
I'm probably better at the last one than the former one. But when Madonna came out opening the show, I'm like,
so bad.
this much, what he just said, this is so bad, and I needed that said from a 60-year-old. People, so I did.
I did see the ratings. You're talking about people not watching it, and I don't really care about ratings either. But I did see, I think the World Cup final, which, of course, this is just in America, I think it was the second most watched program of the year.
60 million plus.
Yeah, it was like 66 million.
I would not be surprised. What over the whole course of the year is going to have more viewers than the World Cup final? Probably nothing.
Well, other than like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed the Super Bowl would have been bigger.
Super Bowl
this.
Had like 120.
Did it?
Which, of course, the World Cup, when you add in the rest of the, it's like over a billion people watched.
Well, when you know, it was bad enough when then Ted Lasso gives Justin Bieber pep talk to go out there, and Bieber goes out there and proceeds to fall asleep on stage. It was the most low energy thing I've ever. I guess it was some kind of Christian song, but I'm like, well, it's not church. It's like a celebration, and he was like really, he was channeling Perry Como and all his energy.
Where he's kind of falling asleep into the microphone, one of those things.
And then they had all these little kids that look like a cross between the United Colors of Benetton meets Up With People. And they were singing a song about peace, love, and FIFA. Because, you know, you don't want to qualify FIFA with two wonderful qualities like peace and love. I'm like, this was a monstrosity was that only could have been designed by a committee.
A committee that, under the control of
FIFA.
I said,
can we quit having shows in the middle of our shows? It's like quintessentially American. Okay, I got this great idea. I got this really good food, Craig, and I'm going to stuff food inside the food before I eat the food. I'm like, just eat the food and quit being so, you don't have to have everything.
Mayonnaise inside of the tuna.
Exactly.
Feed the tuna
peanut
mayonnaise.
Butter and jelly in one jar together. I'm like, oh, just mix it together.
People got mad at me when I said that America basically forced them to have a halftime show. And maybe forced is not the right word, but
tradition.
They only had the halftime show because it was in America.
Of course they did.
There's a reason why the American World Cup was the first one to ever have a halftime show. It's because that's what we do.
That's one of the things I like about soccer is they don't have halftime shows.
There's no
theatrics. Now you're
going to
ruin that too? I mean,
well, and then we could go into the match breaks or hydration breaks that have never happened.
The orange slice break. They're giving them orange slices to rest.
So if you wanted to... They could have had match breaks if it was an outside match and it was hot. There needed to be some restrictions on it where it had to meet a certain threshold of temperature for them to have a match
break.
They
did that in Manaus in the rainforest in Brazil.
Fun fact, Manaus at one time was one of the wealthiest cities in the entire world.
It has a lovely opera house there.
Yes, it has one of the biggest,
nicest. Where'd they make their money from?
Rubber. They had the rubber trees.
So in other words, like the Congo in Africa, but this was in South America.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Which, of course, most of the wealth was held by white Europeans that came to Manaus. But there was some guy that stole basically rubber tree, whatever that tree is called, seeds, and took it somewhere else and germinated it, and that basically ended Manaus.
Wow. Man, you have reached cliff level on
that.
Cheers.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
But,
that is good.
Yeah, Manaus at one time was one of the wealthiest cities in the world.
What took you there?
Books, Jerry.
I read books.
King Leopold's Ghost. If you want to know about exploitation of Africa and the Congo, the Belgians, who whipped our behinds in the World Cup, obviously. Right. They were whipping behinds 100 years ago, but they were stealing wealth.
Yeah, they were doing more
else.
Than that.
Well, ivory. then they killed all the elephants, took all the tusks. Then they found rubber about the time that bicycles and cars were coming along with pneumatic tires.
So King Leopold basically got away with it.
He did.
And well,
he's probably not getting away with it right now.
What he did, that's true. he's in damnation.
The Lord is smacking him upside his head.
What he did
he's not even up there. He's looking up at us.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Yes, he is. He's looking up at us. But what he did was on the level of Hitler.
Oh, it was horrible. They would go in, Craig, they would go in there, make these Africans go in there and collect rubber from the trees, and then the Africans wouldn't want to do it, and they'd catch them, they'd cut their arms off.
Oh, my
word. Or they'd take their families hostage. They were horrible, horrible human beings. They really were.
Yeah, to get back on track, on a wider note.
No, we're staying there.
Is anybody in here from Belgium? No, then you shouldn't be offended, but that's who it was. It was the Belgians.
You're not going to waffle on the Belgians.
At least they created French fries.
Yeah. Boom! You see what I did
Belgian
there?
Belgian waffles. I see that. That's very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Roger would have appreciated that.
They also created French fries for us. So.
They did. Yeah, but they put mayonnaise on them. Who puts mayonnaise on a French fry?
That's true.
That's disgusting, man.
But they did create it.
Yeah.
But I can't. Fun fact on that. The reason we call it French fries is because Belgians speak French, and they were French frites. We basically called them French frites because they were speaking French, and they're called frites. But it eventually became French fries.
Well, Cliff, I'm telling you, you have been a...
Isn't this boy a marvel?
See, I mean,
isn't he?
When the... what did that listener call him? When the dummies?
The dummies,
When the dummies are out, you actually get to understand the depths of Christian's knowledge, Craig.
That is fantastic. All right, what can we talk about?
Back to the match breaks. Back to the match breaks. There should be a certain threshold on the temperature, but... When they do it in every single match, even the ones that are indoor AC, that really showed their hand that they were only doing it for advertisable purposes.
Yeah. And the soccer 100%. Purists do not like
it. No, I don't like it at all.
No, I didn't like it much. I keep playing. That's the thing. You play on. This guy's dead. He got stepped in the temple. Doesn't matter. Keep playing.
Yeah, through that, we can get through 90-degree heat.
So speaking of which, there's a funny Arkansas football connection here. So I was watching a game up there, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. Great seats, man. This guy that gave me a seats, 35-yard line, yes. Hog side, unbelievable. Oh. So this guy gets hurt, and he's a foot away from the out of bounds. A foot, okay? He could have rolled over, and he'd have been out of bounds. But they're checking his knee out. This is going on like 10 minutes. You know, it's going on forever. So some Billy Bob next to me goes, drag him off and let's go. I laughed for 10 minutes, and some guy looked at me and said, you think that's funny? I said, yeah, I think it's funny. What are you yelling at me for? I didn't say it. That guy said it. I'm like, we were all thinking it. You know, just roll him over, and let's move on with the game.
Well, I think some of the soccer players could be eligible for an Emmy.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Emmy Awards ought to... Think about putting them in the competition because, man, there were some acts going on.
So, Craig, I'm working on a future newspaper column, and this is I already got the title.
All right.
Here's the title.
Okay.
The problem with soccer. Okay. Here's the problem with soccer, really the only problem that I have. It encourages dishonesty from these guys faking injuries to get calls. Any sport that is predicated on being dishonest. Has got a problem.
I am so sorry, Justin. I forgot to turn your mic on. This is my first day working in radio.
It's all good, man.
I hope you learned a few things about history.
I did. I was.
Justin just booked a tour for Belgium. He booked a tour for Belgium to go over there and right all these wrongs.
You're going to the middle of the Amazon
Belgians
rainforest.
Need some good country music.
That's
man.
Right.
I was ferociously taking notes.
All right. Here's the challenge. We challenge you to put Belgium and rubber in your next country hit.
Belgian rubber.
You have to use those two.
I think you can talk about like rubber on tires and maybe eating a Belgian waffle at some point.
There you go. Yeah, I like it.
I think it can happen.
Newspaper stories that they're a song title waiting to go. I got a future.
Right.
I got a future column already titled "Elusive Squirrel." That you saw the squirrel at Detroit the other day. He got loose, and they were trying to catch a squirrel. Yeah. You saw that. Elusive Squirrel. That's at least as good a band name as Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, Elusive Squirrel.
Well, he's not a band.
Oddly enough, Elusive Squirrel is the way I describe Raj.
He is an elusive squirrel.
That's a good description.
He's an elusive, thin-skinned comic squirrel.
Back to your flopping conversation. The thing is...
Yes.
If they don't flop, they won't get a call.
Well, but we got to work on that.
Yeah, maybe the officials have to be a little bit better, but if they don't sell the call, they won't.
Do you have to have the facial expressions when the replay shows the foot?
And then we saw it like the entire World Cup. This is the most football talk that's ever been had on this station. But European football. But we saw in the throughout the World Cup that Argentina got a pretty favorable whistle the entire World Cup.
The whole time.
And the one of the goals that Spain scored in the final should not have been disallowed. Like, the guy scored the goal, and the other guy flopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was ridiculous, the whistle.
Well, here is my problem, and I had this pointed out to me. In our culture, we reward speed.
Yeah.
Speed is a reward in any athletic contest, from basketball to football, whatever. In soccer, speed is a hindrance, because if you get ahead of everybody, that's offside. Yeah.
There's actually, they created offsides to increase offense, actually. The reason that they created offsides is because before it,
there'd be a bunch of cherry picking. They'd be out there hanging out by the goal, just waiting to get garbage.
Yeah, the defense would load up in the box so nobody could cherry pick and get behind them.
Right.
So there would be extremely low scoring goals. With the creation of offsides, it actually allowed the defense to go further up and play offense.
Create holes.
Yes.
I got you. Okay.
And the fastest guys are still usually the best guys. If you got somebody that can run by everybody, he's...
Kylian Mbappe is extremely fast.
That's why Mbappe is the best player in the world.
Oh, man. Messi, you know, has been a blur all these years.
And, Holland's
and
giant
now,
fast.
Yamal for Spain. Oh, he's electric. He's so good.
Which they call it pace in soccer.
Pace.
Man.
Sam Cooke.
Yes. Maybe we won't talk about football the rest of the way, but
no more soccer talk, no more Justin. Soccer. We've already expended all that.
So. Hey, I got an extra 40 minutes of sleep, it's fine by me. Let's do it the next couple hours.
Exactly.
Wally Hall once wrote, "The reason they call it soccer is because the word boring has already been taken."
All right. When we come back, we'll have another segment of Craig O'Neill.
Yay!
And he'll bid us farewell. Maybe he can.
Whoa! Wait a minute. That didn't.
He'll bid us farewell for the day.
Oh, for the day.
We'll
thank
back
you.
Next week.
Yeah, I hope I see him again.
We will.
I'm just getting to know Craig. Hopefully. I'll give you jewelry. They got that money too.
With Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit OltmansRoofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Join Out of Bounds Friday at the Spot City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament, presented by Chris Crane, Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs. Go to pickleballtournaments.com. Spot City Classic, sponsored by Ouachita Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 25 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. This is our home. We don't work for insurance companies. We work for you. Car crash, truck wreck, motorcycle collision. We know how to win, and if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential. Hurt in a car? Call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 25 years and ready when you need us. Lavar Law, Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000. Off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood. Or call us at 501-834-7700.
Powers Truck Parts and Service presents Arkansas Game and Fish Commission's Trey Reed joining Morning Mayhem each week. Powers Truck Parts and Service handles everything from headlights to taillights. Shop online at PowersTruckParts.com.
Brian Adams, Roll with the Punches Tour 2026. A night full of hits, live at Simmons Bank Arena, Saturday, August 1st, with special guest Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
Yes, man.
Buddy guy.
Good grief.
Ooh,
man.
That song was not in the system. I had to put it in.
Way to go. You're going to be employee of the quarter for that.
In the break, we were talking about reading, and Craig O'Neill is reading East of Eden, the John Steinbeck novel. And he was telling us that it is based off the story of Genesis.
You could get 6 sermons out of that book easy.
You've seen the movie with James Dean?
Yes.
Just talked
fantastic.
About I love James Dean. I've seen all 3 of his films.
I'll give you my
his
James
filmography.
Dean.
Yes.
All right, Justin, pay attention to this. This is my my James Dean impersonation from Rebel
Without a Cause.
Without a Cause. Yeah. Wait for it. He's looking at his father and he says,
"You're tearing me apart.
You're tearing me apart." Okay, I had my 3-year-old son. He could do a perfect imitation of that.
Brilliant.
You're tearing me apart.
Brilliant.
Okay, so
I think it's quite possible he would have been looked at in the same light as, maybe not quite that level, but Marlon Brando, because he was in that.
River Phoenix.
He was in the method acting
group. He was, Stanislavski. Yeah. Part of the method actors, him and Montgomery Clift and Marlon Brando, they were all the first method actors.
Look at you. Yeah. You're bringing up names your generation would never know.
I am a movie freak, and that's why.
You must
boy
be.
Knows his movies.
I believe he's an old soul, too.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
He's 30 going on 80.
That's right.
Incredibly bright.
That's the thing. I can kind of.
Let's just talk about him like he's not here.
I think maybe my best quality is I'm sort of a chameleon in that I can fit in a lot of different shows because I can kind of bridge the gap between young and old because I still like a lot of young stuff. I like anime. I like cartoons. I like comic books. I was wearing a Travis Scott show yesterday, so I like all kinds of music. It doesn't matter the genre. It only matters if it's good to me.
Well said.
That's a good outlook on life, Christian.
But yeah, James Dean was an all-time great. Craig, anything else going on in your world that we need to be aware of?
Well, with the approach of schools, I'm wanting you to know we got the calendar out. We're going to start booking, and next week I'll give the phone number as to how you book your school, and you'll be calling Baldwin and Shell and pressing 7. But that's next week. So this is all about school prep right now, buddy. Yes, sir.
My son is entering into elementary school.
Perfect.
And
you are reading to
kindergarten?
Yes. He's going into
this year?
Yes.
In a week or two? Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a big step. Are you sad?
No, I'm not.
I was a mess.
Well,
with my first daughter. The rest of them, I'm like, get them out.
A lot of money.
Go.
daycare does cost a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Unfortunately, my daughter will be going into daycare, so I'm basically just replacing one with another.
Well, but, at least you ain't got two at a time.
Yeah, it's impossible. So my daughter has been home the entire year with my wife, and she takes care of her in the morning, and then I go home after this show, and I take care of my daughter the rest of the day. That's what we do because there's no way, you know, I'd be living on the street if I had to pay two daycare.
Unbelievable the cost of child care.
And, you know,
country.
Some people would say, it's like, is there any cost too great to take care of your children?
Well, I get that.
But,
I'll give you an example. Go ahead, Christian. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that the cost is insane.
Yeah, when we were living in, still living in Nashville, I mean, this is 16 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was. My wife had, I mean, at the time was a really good job. I mean, to us it was. And she was, I mean, to be, you know, in our early 20s. And she was literally, once we had our first daughter, who's 16, she was literally working just to pay for childcare. And I'm like, what's the point in you working 40, 45 hours a week just for that? You know, so... You might as well just stay home with our kid because I had started being on the road at that point. So I guess I'm long-winded way of agreeing with you. Man. It's pretty ridiculous.
You feel
that was almost two decades ago, Pigskin. So I can't imagine now.
It's really expensive. It is. I wish we could do something as a society to at least help offset the cost somewhere.
Yeah, we're spending money in a lot of different ways that we probably shouldn't be. Maybe we could use it to actually take care of
our own
people.
Pouring money into young kids is always a good thing. It is.
Hmm. There you go.
Yeah, my son was going to, this person said, from the 501 said, I have two boys and daycare was $1,600 a month before they started school.
Wow.
Golly.
Man.
Yeah, it's absurd. I'm lucky we got into one that's a little on the cheaper side. We were at another one that was, and we eventually had to pull my son out because it was before I got the position I'm currently in.
How did that happen? But it can cost
more. We'll be back.
Hey, Rog.
Every time you drive faster than the posted speed limit, you're reducing your reaction time and increasing the risk for everyone on the road. In fact, more than 11,000 people were killed in speeding-related crashes across the United States in 2024. That's why, from July 10th through July 31st, law enforcement agencies across Arkansas will be taking part in the Speeding Slows You Down High Visibility Enforcement Campaign. Officers will be watching for speeding violations and issuing citations to drivers who choose to ignore the speed limit. So, give yourselves a little extra time. Slow it down and help keep Arkansas roads safe for your family, for your friends, and everyone you share the road with. This is a message from the Arkansas State Police Safety Office.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball.